Save more at Woolworth right now during Dollar Days. Just $1 for a 2-pound bag of jelly candies or a pack of 4 inside frosted GE light bulbs. Only $1 buys toothpaste, lotion, cleaning supplies, and more. Get 2 foam pillows for just $5 and 2 Easy Care polyester blankets for just $7. Save on men's tube hose, 6 pair, only $5. Take your choice of records and tapes, 2 for $5. Save on Dollar Day's Super Value store-wide at Woolworth now.
Man, there's some great deals there. It's Dave Blair on 720 WGN. We're talking to Steve Darnell about the summer edition of Nostalgia Digest magazine. And you've got an article in here talking about the golden age of dime stores, which was one of my favorite reads in this edition, Steve.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, we're very lucky to get that article. As I said earlier, one of the things I love about this is that someone will come to you out of nowhere, so to speak, and say, hey, have you written about this or published an article about this? And we thought, gee, no, we haven't. We should do that.
Yeah.
And that was the case with Lucy Kelly, who wrote this piece about dime stores. And specifically in her case, she wrote about the dolls that the dime stores used to sell, like Sweet Susie and Little Cindy. And we looked at it and we thought, well, there is an article here and a topic worth visiting. But I'm always impressed by how many people remember the dime stores and remember them fondly, and rightly so. You know, it's something that's kind of hard to fathom in the age of the dollar stores. That shows you how times have changed. Yes, the days when you get things for a dime are probably well behind us.
Yeah, records 2 for $5 even on there. I was looking now. You know, it was funny. I was looking at which dime stores like did I shop at. Now, I don't remember many of them in Chicago, but Woolworth's, of course, F.W. Woolworth was the big one. And it amazes me still sometimes when you drive through small town America that the F.W. Woolworth sign is still up on a building someplace.
Oh, yes. In fact, in the Lincoln Square area, there was a Kresge's.
Yeah, SS Kresge's, which became Kmart. People might not know that, but that was like kind of the prelude to Kmart.
Yes, yeah. But it's sort of funny because businesses have come through there and left there, and try as they might, you know, you can't not look at it and think, oh, this used to be a dime store. You just know it did.
Yeah, you did. Absolutely.
And I don't know if you remember, there was the Woolworths downtown.
Yeah.
And there was one on Michigan Avenue, I think. And I remember as a child, and my mother loves to remind me of this, that the departments always had a little bell so that you could, if you wanted service in that department and there was no one around, you rang the bell, and of course, and someone came over to help you. Well, of course, 5-year-old me just sees, hey, there's something to hit. Bang, hit the bell.
Of course.
And I mean, and then those poor women at the Woolworths just, they kept walking over, and of course, my mother had to explain, no, just my rambunctious 5-year-old hitting the
funny?
Bell.
Isn't that funny? Well, I'm trying to think, like, when, you know, it started back in 1878, and I remember having that one on State Street, having, like, a burger there, I think, with my grandfather, because they had a little, like, little lunch counter. But
they
when did it close? Was it in the late 70s? Probably late 70s.
Oh, well, the one on State Street, I think, actually made it to the early 1990s.
Wow.
Yes.
Look at that.
Because I remember meeting my then-girlfriend, now wife, there for lunch on occasion.
Oh, thank God they're the same person, Steve.
Yes. That's true. Well, because otherwise I'd have to introduce them, and that would be awkward.
That'd be very awkward.
Oh, but no, I do remember that, and they would, I think at Thanksgiving, they would have the turkey special, and I always remember this because I typically don't eat dime store turkey, but no offense, Woolworth, but then they would serve the dressing on the side, or the mashed potatoes on the side, with an ice cream scoop.
Ooh, that's nice.
And it was. It was sort of like a perfect self-contained dish of mashed potatoes. But, of course, you know, you had to make sure you didn't mistake it for ice cream and put the wrong topping on it.
Of course not. No, of course not.
Oh, my gosh. No, but I have great memories of the dime stores, and I'm really... I'm sorry that they're gone, but I'm also very pleased that they lasted as long as they have. So.
Guys, just a little background. Woolworth Corporation announcing, this is in 1997, that it would shutter all its 400 remaining 5-and-dime stores nationwide, laying off 9,200 workers.
Wasn't it Woolco, too? Wasn't Woolworth Woolco?
Yes, there was a Woolco.
Those together? Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, SS Kresge, I remember one at Harlem Irving, but the other one is Ben Franklin. And in those Ben Franklin stores was the one I probably in my neighborhood that I grew up with, and it started I think in Boston back in the late 1870s. But let me tell you something. They still exist. There's Ben Franklin's all over mm-hmm. the place. I was just looking online. There's one like closing in Vermont or whatever, but that chain still is in rural town America. It's still out there.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Well, they've found something people need, and I dare say there is, you know, there is nostalgia for them, I'm sure. And if you're in a rural area that has not yet been graced with a Walmart or a Target, this is a great addition. You know, a place where, yes, you can get candy and you can get coloring books and you can get picture frames and you can get, you know, dresses or swimsuits or bath sure. towels or what, I mean, to think that's all under one roof is incredible. And I think it says something about nostalgia that Roger's coming in with breaking news from 1997.
I know, right? thank God for
wait
him.
Wait a minute, and my hand is cupped over my ear.
Of course it is. Hey, before we go, what are the appearances you got coming up? You always are making the rounds,
oh,
Steve.
Oh, good heavens, yes. I do have some things coming up in the near future where I get to talk about the golden age of radio. We had kind of a nice quiet August, but in September I'm all over the place. On the 17th of September in the afternoon, I'm at the Lombard. I'm in Lombard at the Helen Plumb Library. That evening, the night of September 17th, I'm at the Elk Grove Village Library to talk about comic book heroes on the air. September 24th, I'm at the Hillside Library. September 25th, the Clarendon Hills Library. We're posting all of our appearances, our public appearances, on the main page at nostalgiadigest.com, which coincidentally is where you can subscribe to Nostalgia Digest magazine, which is where all our articles, like the one about the dime store, appear.
And you grab a great deal when you mention WGN Radio. Get a Twilight Zone CD set from Carl Amari as well. So that's very cool.
That's right. Yeah, if you buy a 2-year subscription, mention WGN when you place your order. We'll throw in Carl's Twilight Zone Adventures CD absolutely free. All you have to do is go to WGN, or I'm sorry, go to NostalgiaDigest.com. You can go to WGN.com, but they can't subscribe. or you can call our offices at 773-769-6575. And if you mention WGN when you place the 2-year subscription order, the Twilight Zone CD set will be on its way.
Sounds great. Steve, always a pleasure, pal.
David, thank you very much.
All right, take care. All right, we're going to talk Santa's Village coming up next on 720 WGN.